Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 247. And the band played on. As part of our Movies for Adults series, I watched the film Black Klansman. On today's show, I'll offer my review of the film, and then we'll be speaking to the stars of the film, John David Washington, Harry Belafonte, the real Ron Stallworth, and Topher Grace. But first, some background. In 1978, the community of Colorado Springs, Colorado, experienced a growth surge of Ku Klux Klan membership. One man dared to challenge their effort and thwart attempts to take over the city, Police Detective Ron Stallworth. He launched an undercover investigation into the Klan, gained membership into the organization, briefly served as Klan leader David Duke's bodyguard, and was eventually asked to be the leader of the Colorado Springs chapter. Almost incredible. And the irony of this investigation was that Stallworth is a black man. In the process, Stallworth battled internal departmental politics to successfully pull off this sting. The new Spike Lee film, Black Klansman, released nationwide yesterday, shows how Stallworth overcame these obstacles and accomplished this almost unbelievable unique achievement. After seeing the film, I will say right out of the gate that Spike Lee's terrific 1970s set, Black Klansman, is excellent as it pits crusading cops against white supremacists and mirrors our contemporary struggles with civil rights and inequality, but does so with humor, charm, and a cast of brilliant actors, including John David Washington, who, as I say, we'll be talking to in just a bit. And by the way, John David Washington is the son of Denzel Washington. He plays the lead character, Denver police officer John Stallworth. What makes this film and Spike Lee so relevant is how the film makes for the satisfying hilarity of a black police officer making a fool of the Grand Wizard of the KKK. God bless white America, Ron Stallworth, played by John David Washington, deadpans to David Duke, played brilliantly by actor Topher Grace, who we'll be talking to, in a phone call that is during one of many comedic phone calls that bring a welcome levity to the more serious material of Black Klansman. Let's listen to this clip.
There's never been a black cop in this city. We think you might be the man to open things up around here.
Hello, this is Ron Stallworth calling.
Well, who am I speaking with?
This is David Duke.
Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. That David Duke?
God. Last time I checked. What can I do for you?
Well,
since you asked, I hate blacks. I hate Jews,
Mexicans and Irish, Italians and Chinese.
But my mouth to God's ears, I really hate those black rats. And anyone else, really, that doesn't have pure white Aryan blood running through their veins.
I'm happy to be talking to a true white American.
God bless white America.
You can just hear the wonderful irony there as Ron Stallworth talks to KKK Grand Wizard, played by Topher Grace, David Duke. Directed by Spike Lee and produced by Jordan Peele, the movie Black Klansman chronicles the stranger-than-fiction true story of how Ron Stallworth successfully infiltrated and conducts this undercover investigation into the Colorado Springs, Colorado chapter of the KKK. Washington has an impressive afro and winning charisma as the first black cop in the town, who initially gets assigned to the records room to pull paperwork for white officers. It's so maddening, he busts out some kung fu moves to vent his anger. The ambitious rookie, Stallworth, finally gets his chance when he's sent undercover to a speech by Black Panther leader Kwame Ture, played by Corey Hawkins, and meets the cop-detesting Patrice, played by Laura Harrier, an activist and president of the local college's Black Student Union. At the same time, the KKK is on a recruitment trail in an effort to go more mainstream. less cross-burning, same great hate. Ron sees a classified ad to join and calls the organization on a whim. When they take a liking to him, thinking he's a white guy, he applies to be a member and accidentally uses his real name. Since, as a black man, his showing up to a KKK meeting isn't the best idea, Ron teams up with fellow cop Flip Zimmerman, played by Adam Driver, who poses as the in-person Ron Stallworth, embedded among the racist extremists to find out their villainous plans. Washington and Driver have a sensational buddy cop chemistry as both their characters navigate interesting storylines here. Ron has to spout racial epithets and hate speech while fostering a phone relationship with David Duke, but also keep his job secret from his love interest, Patrice. And Flip, who figures out he's passed as white all his life, comes to grips with his own Jewish heritage at the same time he's hiding it within a group that despises his people. And really also strong among the cast is Topher Grace, who plays David Duke as both a smooth politician and prejudiced buffoon. Spike Lee plays homage to blaxploitation films, and in one scene, Ron and Patrice debate the virtues of Shaft and Superfly, yet as much as Black Klansman is retro in story and style, which is perfect for our not old better audience, it also echoes the present, which is great for all audiences to see. The phrases America First and Make America Great Again have eerie resonance when spoken at a Klan event, where a screening of the 1915 movie Birth of a Nation and shouts of white power are interwoven with black college kids listening to a civil rights legend played by Harry Belafonte and yelling black power with equal fury. The film's release is timed to the one-year anniversary of the Charlottesville, Virginia protests and the death of Heather Heyer. And Spike Lee has included footage of hate speech and brutal violence remembering Heyer with the words, "Rest in power." The Not Old Better audience will love, just as I have, the soundtrack from Black Klansman. We're listening to Ball of Confusion by The Temptations, and you can find the soundtrack for sale on iTunes and lots of other places, but check our website, notoldbetter.com. I give Black Klansman 4.5 out of 5 stars. It's a sobering, affecting commentary on right now, yet it's a thrilling, laugh-out-loud celebration of brotherhood, and not one of hate. And now let's bring in actor John David Washington, who plays Ron Stallworth. John David Washington, you of course play Ron Stallworth in the new film, Black Klansman. I was not aware of this story, and I wonder, how did you first get involved in it, and how did you become aware of it? Was it through Spike Lee?
Spike Lee has a very unique way of recruiting and pitching stuff. It was a phone call, very brief, "I got a book for you, read it." You know, wow. The Black Klansman, written by Ron Stallworth, is about his life. And then I guess it, because I was in Cincinnati working. So when he told me to read it, it was like a week later. "What do you think?" And I was blown away, obviously, just by the fact that this really happened. This was a true story. And we talked about a little bit just about the film, and he wants, you know, what he's thinking about and how he wants to do it. And went from there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just an amazing guy, an amazing cop, Ron Stallworth. What did you learn about him?
He was an ambitious young man. He just wanted to serve his community. He definitely had his sights set on to being a detective the whole time. And really, it took a bold move on his part to initiate the process of, you know, of infiltrating the Klan. And I don't want to give it away, but on how it happened, you know, it took some guts, for him to do that. And the fact that he pulled it off, it's still to this day, it's I can't believe it.
Yeah, it is this amazing story. Well, let's talk a little bit about Spike Lee, John David Washington, because he just has this reputation for being this fantastic film director, but this is a comedy. This had to be kind of a pleasant experience, fun set and all that.
It was so much fun. It was like I get all these new toys to play with, you know? And again, Spike was so, it was such a collaborative environment.
You know, I'm not used to that. He really trusted me, you know, and I trusted the process. I trusted him being able to create this environment.
Yeah, and that environment created the opportunity to tell this story, which is very relevant today. Of course, it takes place in the 70s, but it is very much a portrayal of issues we're facing today.
The subject matter is timeless. You know, I mean, we're still fighting the same stuff we're fighting today. I guess that's why it was such a relief and a surprise and a joy to know that men and women of all colors in that department were working with him to accomplish that goal. You know, and if they were doing that in Colorado Springs in the mid-70s, then we can do it now today. So, I mean, it's very relevant.
Relevant, but also true. I mean, this is a true story. This guy, Ron Stallworth, actually infiltrates the KKK.
He showed us the membership card, the Ku Klux Klan. He had it. It was like, this happened. Like, I mean, that's what made it so crazy and a phenomenal story to be a part of because of, you know, it was factual. And he had, he established relationships with certain figureheads in the organization, as they call it, you know? And you just can't believe, you can't make this stuff up. Like, you know, so it makes it even more enjoyable and maybe even uncomfortable when watching it, knowing that this happened. This is us. This is human behavior right here we're watching. This isn't fiction.
Yeah, just an amazing story and true. And we're going to talk to Topher Grace coming up here in just a few minutes. But what an amazing portrayal he has, of course, of just this leading bad dude, you know, smooth politician, but, you know, real buffoon.
Topher Grace, yeah. And that dude channeled, I can't say his name, but oh my, Topher Grace, what he did with that character, it was scary. I mean, it seemed so easy. I was jealous. Like, how do you do it that easy? He just transformed. Again, kind of questions he was asking, you know, and the attention to detail and the rehearsal process. I could feel it then, especially with Topher, like when we were reading and rehearsing, I was like, this is gonna be crazy. This is gonna be special.
Topher Grace, we just spoke with John David Washington, and I kept saying over and over again, what an amazing story, what an amazing story. I mean, this thing really happened. All of this stuff really took place. What's your take on the story?
So what's crazy is that this actually happened. I mean, if I read a script and it didn't start with, this is based on a true story, you wouldn't believe it. It's a guy who is African-American, a cop who went undercover and infiltrated the Klan, and even reached the Grand Wizard of the Klan at the time, David Duke.
Yeah, and your portrayal of David Duke was really something. Well, you know, I say we just did speak with John David Washington, and it was so obvious in this cop buddy film, a comedy nonetheless, but you and John David Washington really clicked.
John David Washington, man, I am dying to work with that guy again. Like, we immediately got off the set. We're like, how do we work together again? He is such a good actor. He's such a wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was apparent that you guys really, really did click. Well, let's talk for a second about Spike Lee and kind of the nature, the material itself, because it's a difficult subject matter, but it comes together so well. And I wonder how it was to, you know, work with Spike Lee on that level.
What's so interesting about working with Spike is that he obviously doesn't pull any punches or shy away from intense subject matter, but it was so much fun. Like, most of my memories of making the film are really fun. I wouldn't say funny, because we were all aware of what we were doing, but he kept it so light for what the subject matter was, and tonally that was what we were going for. But I just, the thing that would surprise people about the film is how much fun we were having, which allowed it to, he really breathed life into the film. It could be, you know, the subject matter, if you get too self-serious, it kind of doesn't speak to as many people as I think this will, because Spike is, you know, he's a master. There were a couple days on set, specifically the kind of when I'm inducting people into the Klan. We're watching that movie, and then we're chanting things. It was just, and I was leading people in doing that, and it might have been one of the first times as an actor that I actually, when the director called cut, I just like, I'm not normally like this, but I just had to take a moment and like, I don't know, just like detox or something. Like it just felt so horrible and oppressive and, you know, wrong. And that's what's so great about a director like Spike Lee. He would kind of come over and give me a little bit of space, but just say like, hey man, like, don't worry. This is, you know, like, this is a terrible day. Like, I'm not enjoying myself, like, but it's in service of something I'm trying to say. And he really made me feel, I guess, as comfortable as you can saying those words and doing those things. You know, acting is pretend, but, you know, there's some things you don't even want to pretend. But that's why you want, you know, the great American filmmakers of all time telling you, like, I got you.
Yeah, thank you for that. We are going to be talking to Ron Stallworth here coming up, and I think one of the most interesting things, really one of the most powerful things I have to say, is that this man, Ron Stallworth, a black man in America, has a KKK membership card. The KKK can't spin that any other way. They have actually inducted a African American into the KKK, which is just almost is proof of some of the just bizarre behavior going on.
When he at the table read took out the his Klan membership card and showed it to all of us, I thought this is the point of the film. Already, David Duke and a bunch of different people have denied that this ever happened. Well, it happened. I mean, they inducted a black man into the Ku Klux Klan.
Ron Stallworth, author of the book Black Klansman. And this movie is really powerful. We, of course, have gotten to know a little bit about the story through our interviews with John David Washington and Topher Grace. We're going to talk to Harry Belafonte in just a minute, but I wonder if you would tell us a little bit about your side of the story, the genesis for writing the book, where this comes from, kind of in your words.
I wrote the book because back in 1978, October 78, I was an intelligence detective, the first black detective in the history of the Colorado Springs Police Department. And I was also the youngest detective in the history of the department, by the way. Hmm. And I was sitting in my office in the intelligence division, and one of the things we did was monitor newspaper activity every day to see what was going on that might have an impact on our city. And on this particular day, I saw this ad. It said Ku Klux Klan for information, contact, and then there was a phone number. I'm sorry, there was a P.O. box. So I basically sat down, wrote a note to this P.O. box, and I said, I'm a white, pure white American, man with Aryan blood.
Yes, all done to infiltrate the KKK. But then you also had telephone conversations with David Duke.
I talked on the phone exactly like I'm talking to you. There was no attempt to disguise my voice. You have to understand, one of the dynamics of undercover work is you keep as true to your true self, your personality, as possible. The reason being, when you're dealing with somebody in an undercover capacity, they could trip you up if you're assuming an identity that's too far removed from who you actually are. So when you're undercover, you go about doing what you do in the normal way. And when I picked up the phone to start talking to these guys, I talked to them just as I'm talking to you right now. People who say, as I was told in the beginning, you can't pull this investigation off because they'll immediately recognize the difference in a black man's voice versus a white man, my response to them was, what does a black man sound like? Explain that to me. How am I so distinctly different in my speech pattern, my voice inflection, from a white man? Nobody could ever answer that question.
Yeah, that is fascinating to learn. So what was it like then for you to see this story, your story, brought to life, and the statement that the film makes?
It was very surreal to sit there and hear my name spoken and to recognize that somebody thought that this was a story worthy of being told, and that it has since become a political statement in this country and probably will become more so. All I did was plan on writing a book. I didn't plan on making a big political statement about race, racial relations, Trump's America, or anything like that. And Spike did a masterful job of connecting the dots that I touched on in my book.
Yeah, as author, the story is masterful, really. And I'm looking forward to reading the book. Within that story, you know, and certainly within the movie are some funny moments. I imagine in real life it was absolutely tense for you. But here, it's almost comedic.
The humor that takes place in this movie is very well-placed humor. It's humor that deals with a very serious topic. It's not out of line. It's not done for laughs. It's just a natural flow of the conversation dealing with the topic, the matter at hand. And I thought Spike was masterful in incorporating that humor at those certain points. In my real life experience, it was very comedic at points. Like I said, here I am, a black man pretending to be a white supremacist with the Grand Wizard, the Grand Dragon for Colorado of the Ku Klux Klan. You can't help but have comedic moments that come out of that.
Right, right. And these performances that came out of these guys, John David Washington and Topher Grace, they are amazing, but almost, you know, the portrayal is almost a little, you know, I would imagine for you maybe a bit eerie. And then tell us what you thought about John David Washington's portrayal of you.
It's an eerie feeling listening to Topher on the big screen because he had the uncanny knack of being able to sound like David Duke at certain points. I was listening to some of his speeches, some of his statements. He sounded like the David Duke that I dealt with in 1978. It was very eerie hearing his voice. He captured David Duke pretty well. Even the makeup made him look very similar to the David Duke of that time period. I was very impressed by Topher's performance.
And then John David Washington, was that a little funny seeing him and you and him up there on the big screen?
Very strange feeling to see somebody walking around, "Hi, I'm Ron Stallworth," and whatnot on the screen. John David did a wonderful job. He's a very polite, professional, personable. I consider him a very honorable young man. His parents did a very good job raising him. And I was very, very pleased by the fact that he was my on-screen alter ego. I can't say enough good things about him as an individual and about his performance. I think he did a very masterful job.
Yeah, they were both great. So as author, what is it that you want audiences to get out of this film?
I hope audiences will see the fact that race relations in America never stand still. It's always fluid. What went on in the 70s during this time period, 1978, is still going on today, probably more so now that we have a white supremacist in the White House who advocates on their behalf. I hope they take away the fact that you can never let your guard down when dealing with these people. They're very serious. They're very real. The threat is real. And we have to always be on our guard and never, ever be afraid to confront them, to challenge them.
Harry Belafonte, my audience, of course, will know you well, all the big roles you've had over the many years. But tell us what you thought when Spike Lee offered you this part.
He sent me the part, and it's
not a big role in the film Black Klansman.
It wasn't very big. It didn't last very long. But the time that we had was really quite intense. And I welcomed the opportunity to be in a Spike Lee movie. So we did it. And when I looked at the film in its entirety, I realized that he'd really touched on a very important subject matter.
Yes, yeah, very important. And we talked to John David Washington, Topher Grace, and then to Ron Stallworth himself about this unbelievable but true story. Just amazing.
The idea that a young black man infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan, I thought was fictional. Or made a good idea for a fiction. But he pointed out to me that it was not fiction, that it in fact was true to life. And that sparked my attention even more. And I thought showing beyond the cinematic value of a black guy infiltrating the Klan and manipulating it to his own ends.
Harry Belafonte, your role, as you say, is brief. It's almost a cameo as activist Jerome Turner, who gives a speech about a terrible mob lynching of a black man, in this great Harry Belafonte raspy voice. But your character has an impactful and one of the most powerful scenes in the movie.
The character that I play is a community activist who is talking to a group of young people, and he recalls this particular story that the picture reveals, and I tell them about my real experience with the Klan and with the movement at the time.
And then your character's speech really drives home this important point about the era.
I thought it important that the summation brought to the picture by what my character does was a key moment for the film. It kind of wraps it up and it brings it together to the modern conditions. I think Spike did a clever thing showing that the action of the picture impacts upon what current history is all about.
I've asked everyone else, but what is it that you want audiences to get from this film? And what does Black Klansmen mean historically and today, societally?
I hope that the young people who see this will understand not only how long the story has, actually, the picture just touches on a brief moment of our historic relationship to injustice. And I think that the more people see the conditions and how we had to deal with it, the more informed they become. And for that, I thank Spike. What I admire about Spike's film is that it encourages debate. Unless you debate it and talk about it and thrash it out, you can't just ignore it, because in ignoring it, you help perpetuate it. And I think that this film helps us understand why it's important to be debating the issues that the film deals with. And my character in telling this story that really happened does a lot to kind of sum up what our journey is about. And I enjoyed doing it.
Spike Lee's new film from Focus Features, Black Klansmen. I'm sure you could hear from the interviews, I loved talking to these guys, and the rest of the cast is marvelous too. Again, I give Black Klansmen 4.5 stars out of 5 as a sobering, affecting commentary on right now, yet it's a thrilling, laugh-out-loud celebration of real brotherhood, and not one of hate. Thanks to Focus Features and EPK TV for help in arranging the interviews. Go see Black Klansmen for all the right reasons. Thanks, everybody.